This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
It was never, don't play these songs. It was, you might want to think about this.
Well, and it could have been.
Not the dumbest idea in the world.
Doc, it could have been misinterpreted as, you know, hey, we advise you not to play this song. Well, what do you do if I do? Well, okay, everybody knows what's going to happen if you do play the song. They could have interpreted that as, oh, yeah, it's pretty much a don't play this.
Class is in.
This is Rock School. Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Burns. Who are you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm
having a little trouble getting back after Labor Day. Are you?
Man, something about that tropical storm that came through.
Lee?
And just kept everybody inside for the entire Labor Day weekend.
You know what saved me?
What saved you?
A Wii system.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, with my two kids. It was amazing. We got the Wii system, bought them in there, got a whole bunch of games. Said, there you go, go play. And they did.
Yeah?
It was glorious.
Well,
it really was.
Tammy,
my wife and I, we could just sit there and sort of read books, and the kids, you know, through Mario, beat the heck out of each other. It was good.
Awesome.
Speaking of good, football gets underway this coming Thursday with the New Orleans Saints playing the Green Bay Packers. Packers are favorites by 4.5, but I still think we are going to pull it out.
I think so.
New Orleans Saints. However.
However. There's a however.
Sunday is September 11th.
Yes, it is.
It is the 10th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and, of course, the plane going down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
There have been TV specials galore.
I've watched a few of them.
Two or three of them, yeah.
Discovery Channel was going crazy on it. I watched the TLC. George Bush interview and all of that. Now, I'd like to do a Rock School show on 9/11.
All right.
But what could you possibly do it on? Clear Channel Communications is the largest owner of AM, FM, and shortwave radio bands in the United States. They also own, I think, 12 channels on XM satellite radio.
Yes.
When you think about Clear Channel Communications and 9/11, what might pop to mind is that Clear Channel banned 165 songs immediately following the attacks on New York City, Washington, D.C., and, of course, the plane going down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
I remember.
It was a case of censorship. And Clear Channel, how dare they, those evil, faceless people in corporate offices and... It's not exactly what happened.
Oh.
So what we're going to do on Rock School today is look into what happened with Clear Channel Communication, what happened between them and 9/11 and their radio stations, and if you are that kind of conspiracy person, that Clear Channel Communications did such a horrible thing in its censorship, take it from a couple of radio guys. What they suggested or what was actually done, because it's not too far from the truth what happened. It's not the worst idea in the world.
See, I remember when that took place because I was a student in radio.
Oh, sure.
At the time.
We're going to talk about what happened on 9/11.
They made it known. Well, talking about the Clear Channel deal. They made it known to us because obviously there were some tracks in that list that we played here on this here radio station. We got to stay away from those.
When we get back, we're going to talk about why the idea of what happened with Clear Channel Communication, and it's not as censorship, you know, heavy set guy in a black suit going, don't play these songs. It wasn't quite that. But we're going to talk about how that's not the worst idea in the world to begin with. So if you are a conspiracy theory guy and the top of your head gets a little red, I'm about to explode it like in Scanners when we get back. One of the songs that was supposedly banned by Clear Channel Communication was Travelin' Band by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Why?
Why?
Because the opening line is 737 coming out of the sky.
Mm.
And that's why they dumped it.
Mm.
So here it is, 737 coming out of the sky. Creedence Clearwater Revival as we do Clear Channel Communications and September 11th for an hour here on Rock School.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a
All right, talking about Clear Channel Communications and 9/11, yes?
I didn't know about that one, seriously, because of like four or five words at the beginning.
Look, there's 165 songs on this, including all songs by Rage Against the Machine.
Well, I can imagine that, but I mean, just like, oh, it seems like almost any reference to an airplane.
Yeah.
I'm leaving a jet plane. No! Right.
Yeah, that one was banned as well.
Oh, give
jet
me
Airliner
a break.
By Steve Miller was banned as well. Anything with the word jump. In the title.
Jump?
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's a famous photograph called The Falling Man.
Huh?
Just simply look it up. I hate to say go to Wikipedia, but Wikipedia will show it to you immediately. Mm-hmm. Simply go and look up The Falling Man. It's a famous AP photo of the over 200 people that decided it was better to take their own lives mm-hmm. than to die in a fire, basically, in one of the World Trade Towers. And this photograph called The Falling Man shows someone plummeting to their death. And because of the people who died, any song with the word jump
oh, wow.
in the title was pulled. Now, here's the thing. People who start screaming and yelling censorship and all of that. I worked radio for a decade plus, programming for a decade plus. And there were many times that playing a song just wasn't worth the the anger.
Sure.
And I know what people are going to say. You're being, you're acting and performing censorship and all of that. Here's an example. I wasn't in the studio when the Challenger exploded,
mm-hmm.
but I was the program director of the radio station. Now, it was a little college station, but people were still listening to it.
Yeah.
We had a freshman on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? All you had to do was turn up the pot, hear the feed from NASA,
mm-hmm.
and when it was over, turn it down and go back into music. Nothing had ever happened. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It was nothing. Why have, some high-end experienced person in there? Give some new guy a shot at it. Boom. This terrible thing happens. Now, I'm listening to the broadcast, so I'm tearing out the door like nothing, and I see two other guys that are also part of the head of the station.
Mm-hmm.
We're tearing down there. We get in the studio, and the guy who's on the air is absolutely like a ghost.
Oh,
what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
No doubt.
I said, get out of the chair. Get out of the chair. Let me run it.
Uh-huh.
And he's happy as a clam. Get out of the chair.
Bye!
I noticed the song he has queued up ready to go. Pauly Brown's Up, Up, Up in a Puff of Smoke.
Oh.
Now, can you imagine if that song played?
You would be
offended everybody around.
You'd be the biggest insensitive
jerk. I'll give you another one. In New York City, a helicopter that was flying around giving traffic reports
mm-hmm.
crashed into the Hudson,
okay.
and it crashed live on air.
Wow.
You can hear the traffic reporter yelling, hit the water, hit the water, hit the water, hit the water, bang. One or two songs after that, whether it was on purpose or not, they played Eddie Money's Walk on Water.
Mm.
I mean, now, I understand the concept of yelling at Clear Channel Communications and saying, how dare you do this? This is censorship.
Sure.
But, to a lesser extent, one time I actually had to I don't know what the word is, but talk down someone.
Uh-huh.
We played Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer
mm-hmm.
on my radio station mm-hmm. on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
A woman called who had lost her grandmother. I know this sounds like I'm making it up, but she had lost her grandmother on Christmas Eve.
To what?
I don't know what. No, I don't think so, but I'm guessing some terrible disease or just died.
Uh-huh.
But the song struck a nerve with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but she looked at me, this faceless voice on the radio, to be her therapy. So for 10 minutes, I'm on the air with this. So don't go crazy. Just how dare Clear Channel Communication. Remember how open a wound 9/11 was.
Right.
These planes hit. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to play Jump. by Van Halen mm-hmm. while you're watching people plummeting to their death?
Well, that I understand. Now, the reindeer story,
it's a bit far-fetched.
That's like me getting angry at someone
for
playing
White
Christmas.
But what am I going to tell this woman who just called me?
Right.
Get off the phone, I got to do a job?
No, I understand. No. I understand. I think there's a very fine line between what you consider insensitivity and then just a bit, give me a break, come on, you're right. stretching it. But yeah, I totally concur with that. You don't play that song at that moment.
Right, so I just wanted to take the first break out of the song and just say, before you start going nuts and saying, how dare you, Clear Channel Communication and all that, take it from a couple people who've been in radio. This isn't the dumbest idea in the world.
No, not at all.
Okay, so
no,
let's play
having a conscience.
Yeah, well, some people just look at it from the outside of the world of broadcast and they go, how dare you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Stop and look at it from the other side.
Yeah.
And it isn't such the dumb idea.
The suits are not always the enemy.
Right, and I guarantee the emails will come in. You guys, you drank the Kool-Aid. They're coming. Oh. Watch the email box.
Yeah.
All right, one more from the list of songs you weren't allowed to play, according to, or... I'm going to get into it. They didn't tell you you couldn't play them.
No, they did not.
We'll get into it next.
Not.
Coming up, Paul McCartney, Wings, Live and Let Die. You were suggested not to play this one by Clear Channel right here, Rock School.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
Okay, talking about Clear Channel Communications.
You can't say that.
11. Yeah.
You can't say that.
I got to tell you. Here's what happened. Apparently, a program, once it began, 8:46 a.m., the first plane hits World Trade Tower North.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Once it begins, a program director at Clear Channel Communications, one of the major guys headquartered at San Antonio, Texas, begins to, as most program directors would, what should we be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, cover it immediately.
Uh-huh.
Then what should we be doing? He begins to, and all I have it here is that it's a he. He begins to create an advisory list of songs which stations might want to avoid playing in the short term. Because
mm-hmm.
you talked about a song that somebody played on this radio station about 2-3 days afterwards.
Oh, yeah,
and the program director 10 years ago lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the question. How long do you not play these songs?
Right.
I would give it about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This list is sent out to all 1,770 stations at that time.
Uh-huh.
The problem was it begins to snowball.
People were adding to it.
Right. It gets from one station to another. Other people are denoting songs. Other people are adding songs to it.
So the master list is how many songs?
It didn't say.
But like
it just says
the one you have now is over 100, right?
It's 165 songs.
So he didn't write 165 songs on the list.
Just
he
a
may
few
have
songs
had
right off
10
the,
to 15.
You got
hey,
it.
Just to let you guys know, with everything going on right now, here's some stuff that just popped in my head that you might want to steer clear of because it might be viewed as a little insensitive.
You got it. Like I suggested, if people are jumping, you might not want to play Jumper.
But he sends a mass email out
to
and
everybody.
Then, like, if you get that, you go, ooh, what about these?
Yeah, you might want to think about these.
Again, that could have taken place just a few minutes after everything started, but how long did the entire event last? I mean, you had, an hour later, then people could have said, oh, wait a minute, this happened, and these songs relate to that. Add that to the list.
You got it. You got it. In fact, the entire event, the final event, the North Tower fell at 10:28 a.m., and then 7 World Trade Center, which had one of the towers fall on it,
mm-hmm.
fell at 5:21. So it was generally an all-day thing
mm-hmm.
with, you know, events occurring.
Sure.
It says here, Clear Channel, the list, apparently was not a prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a do not play these songs.
Sure.
It was basically a statement, look, you might want to think about the appropriateness about these songs being played.
Yeah, it was kind of like an advisory panel.
It was never, look, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Slate.com, an online sort of, I don't know what you'd say, it's not really tabloid, but a little more sensational than most news places,
yeah.
stated that the list was a demand don't play.
Most
people say that's where that came from.
Okay.
They said, you know, you do not play this song and that's all there is to it. So it was never don't play these songs. It was you might want to think about this.
Well, and it could have been
not the dumbest idea in the world.
Doc, it could have been misinterpreted as, you know, hey, we advise you not to play this song. Well, what do you do if I do? Well, okay, everybody knows what's going to happen if you do play the song they advise you not to do.
You suffer the consequences.
They could have interpreted that as, oh, yeah, it's pretty much a don't play this.
Well, I have a story a little bit later on in the show of some people who did play these songs, and the audience rose up and let them know what they thought.
Good for the audience.
So we'll see what happens. Here's another one from the list. Here's the Zombies. She's Not There. Remember all the people putting up the pictures? Have you seen this person? Have you seen this person? Remember the makeshift? Where is this person? I can't, because, you know, close to 3,000 people died.
Yeah.
So the Zombies, She's Not There. It's a good song to avoid. Sounds like this, Rock School.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
All right, first break here on Rock School. Let me tell you what happened to us, Chad and I, on the day of September 11th. I hadn't done radio, any kind of radio, for close to 6 years.
Yeah, we definitely weren't doing this show.
No, not at all. And I remember when the first plane hit the tower, my wife called me. She said a plane had hit the tower. And the first thing I thought of was that it was the anniversary of when a B-51 bomber had hit one of the major skyscrapers back in World War II. It was fog and boom, it hit the tower. I thought it was the anniversary of that. I don't know why I knew that fact. I just knew that it had hit. And I thought, well, you know, or a little plane just got lost and ran into it, and oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, you just knew a plane hit. You didn't know that it
was something. Yeah, I had no idea.
It was driven into the building.
Who would jump immediately to this?
Yeah.
Well, I was teaching journalism at the time, and the disc jockey was on the air, came running to my office, and he said, a major aircraft has hit. He said, it's terrorism. And I looked at him, and I said, don't report that. You don't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's journalism, and you went out.
And he goes back in the air, and I said, just report the facts. Just report what happened.
Sure.
Don't make words up.
Sure, sure.
And he came back in, and he said, the president has said it. I said, okay, now you can say it. Go ahead. I remember it wasn't a half an hour later, the program director of the station came in to me, and he said, you have radio experience. I said, you know, rather than asking me, he just made that statement.
Yeah.
And he said, they're all students here. None of them can handle this. You need to go on the air. And I sat on the air for how long?
Oh, a while.
Got to be 6-7 hours.
I mean, I had a late class that morning, so I slept in. I was living with my aunt in Holden, which, for those of you who don't know, is about a 15-20 minute drive from here. And I woke up that morning and she said, oh my word, they have driven an airplane into the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? And I got up and we were watching it on television and I watched the second plane hit.
So I never saw any of it.
I watched the second plane hit and I immediately it was kind of something went off. I got to get to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get to the radio station because I guarantee there's something that needs to be done. As soon as I got in my car, I put on the radio and I heard you.
Yeah, because they had put me on the air, and I never, except for bathroom breaks, I never left the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw any plane hit. It wasn't until, 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I got off the air that I saw anything hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awful way to put it, but every student, and there must have been 15 radio students down here, it was one of the worst days of their lives, but it was one of the best days for learning journalism.
I said that. I said that at one point. I said, it's a horrible way to get that type of experience because of the event that took place. But there's no way that I could duplicate that radio experience, education, and learning ever.
I remember sticking my head out the door numerous times and yelling, feed the beast, which is an old radio term that means tell the audience what they need to know.
Well, your office was right here by the radio station, and you gave me permission. Go get on my computer and get me information.
Right, and I yelled to everybody else, you're in the middle of a university. Get me anything. Mm-hmm. A sociologist, why would somebody do this? A psychologist, what's wrong with these people? A historian, has this ever happened again? You're in the middle of the most intelligent people in the world.
Sure.
Get me anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said $10 for anybody who can get me the president of the university on the air.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever paid it, though. Yeah. So, and it was something else.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio Universe of Dad. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Thanks so much for being a part of the Rock School Radio Network.
Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show. Back in a minute with more about 9/11 and Clear Channel Communication. Okay, here's a little bit of information that should prove to you that it wasn't a censorship move or a banning of songs.
Go.
Clear Channel Communication reaches 110 million listeners per day.
Oh, wait, I'll do it for you. Guh.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. So
yeah.
A little bit of cash on the other end. Here are a couple songs that are on the list. American Pie by Don McLean and Imagine by John Lennon. You see, a lot of songs were actually just taken off of the air because they had happy-go-lucky themes to them.
Uh-huh.
Like the song by the Beatles, Obla-Dee Obla-Da, was put on the list. Well, if you listen to the lyrics of it, what's the point? So, why was that put on? Just because it's got a happy-go-lucky feel to it, and it would kind of like be having a children's clown at a funeral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't fit. It's wrong. You shouldn't play it.
So, I mean, they could have taken the belief that, oh my word, this is terrible. Let's utilize the resource that we have and try to bring their spirits up.
Well, no, that's what some people did.
Well, according to this, it doesn't sound like that's what they wanted to do in the first place.
Got to remember, this list wasn't created by one guy.
Right.
This list was created by many people putting in their... You know, putting in their 2 cents.
And see, that's the thing. Whenever you get a lot of people putting in 2 cents, you get more than a dollar's worth.
Right. It's a committee concept.
Uh-huh.
You know, God formed a committee to make the horse, and he got a camel.
Yeah.
So WAQX FM 104.3 in Manhattan looked at the list and said, some of them are good ideas, but some of them are just wrong. Like I said, American Pie and Imagine. The program director, stated, Imagine should be played on this day, and simply went against the list and played Imagine, he said, because it fits the feeling of what people were feeling that day. So he simply went against the list and played it.
See, I may have dropped that one as a suggestion because of the line, Imagine there's no people.
Well,
I mean, just, it really depends on how you look at it.
And how you interpret the song.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. Here is John Lennon, Imagine, right here, Rock School. Bottom of the hour here on Rock School. Let's take a quick break from our discussion of Clear Channel and 9/11 and do 7 days in 70 seconds. We'll come out with a song that I don't know whether it should have been banned or not, but I can certainly see why the people and the program directors at Clear Channel would have thought about doing it. As a matter of fact, it tips my mind back to a discussion that you and I actually had on the air, and I'll talk to you about it right after we do this. 7 days, 70 seconds, Monday, September 5th through Sunday, September 11th. Monday, Chad, go.
September 5th in 1946, Freddie Mercury, who was born Farouk Bulsara, the charismatic singer of the rock band Queen, was born in Stone Town, Zanzibar, East Africa.
Yes, he was. Tuesday, September 6th, 10 years ago, Grammy-winning R&B band Earth, Wind & Fire announces that Viagra will sponsor their 30th anniversary tour in the United States.
Hey. September 7th, 1996, Tupac Shakur and Suge Knight are shot in Las Vegas following a Mike Tyson fight. Tupac died 6 days later. Or did he?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I just finished watching the documentary, Biggie and Tupac.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. You should get your hands on it. They're showing it right now on Current TV. So you can get it for free. Thursday, September 8th, 1962, Monster Mash by Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers enters the U.S. chart at number 85.
Halloween! September 9th, 1972, BBC Two in the U.K. begins broadcast of the live rock show The Old Grey Whistle Test.
Saturday, September 10th, 20 years ago, Nirvana releases a hit single called Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah!
Shoots to number one. And Sunday, September 11th, 1971, 40 years ago, The Jackson 5, a Saturday morning cartoon series, by the way, spell 5 with the number 5, then IVE. Based on the lives of Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael, premieres on ABC television. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but on September 11th, we were looking for about a 20-minute span of time to kill because we didn't have any guest.
Yes.
What I did is I grabbed you and three other students, and I brought you in, and I just basically interviewed you. And
I do remember that.
What are your feelings on all of this? You specifically stated, I'm really frightened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why? And you said, because we're going to war.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, war with who? Because we had no idea who did this.
Yeah.
And we obviously later we went to war with Iraq, and there's the big argument over, was Iraq involved in this at all? And depending on who you speak to, I'm not getting into the politics of it. But at that point in time, I personally, I never thought we were going to war over this. I figured we would go after the cells and the terrorists that did this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would be that. Mm-hmm. I never thought there would be a full-scale war over all of this. However, because of that, I might have thought about pulling this song.
Which one?
Here's Edwin Starr. War. Rock School.
War. Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
War.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
War.
All right, talking more about 9/11 and Clear Channel Communication, I can't by any stretch of the imagination list all 165 songs.
You ought to be able to find the list somewhere.
I have it right here. It's in my hands.
About the listeners can
go online
and grab it.
Oh, sure, yeah. Just a quick Google search will take you right to the list. Here are just some of the more interesting ones. Beatles, A Day in the Life.
Mm-hmm.
The Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and When I Die. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, Fire. Dave Clark 5, Bits and Pieces. Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just because of the overall feel of the song. The Gap Band, You Dropped a Bomb on Me.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young.
Mm-hmm.
Benny and the Jets, Elton John, I'm sure because of the word jet inside of it. Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff.
No doubt.
Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into Me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Aeroplane.
Probably. I don't see it right off the bat. Alanis Morissette, Ironic. It talks about an airplane crash in there.
Mm-hmm.
Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. Pink Floyd, Run Like Hell.
Mm-hmm.
They have on here John Parr, Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died. I think that was just in case something happened.
Playing it safe.
Right. All Rage Against the Machine songs. There it is. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Aeroplane. REM, It's the End of the World as we Know It. Santana, Evil Ways. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
See, again, this goes back to what we talked about earlier, where when you have so many different opinions and different personalities, you have some program directors that, let's just say for news stories,
mm-hmm.
you know, if a higher administration is twisting your arm, don't you run that story. There will be hell to pay if you run that story.
Right.
And you have a gutsy program director that says, to hell with you and your authority. It's fact. It's the news. It must be reported. And you have other program directors that say,
okay,
no problem.
You got it.
Yeah, I'll do that. And I'm sure that you've got a mishmash of all those different personalities when it comes to writing up this list. I'm surprised you don't have more than that.
Yeah, got to 165 and died.
Uh-huh.
Like, here's U2, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. I don't really understand that one being on there. In the Year 2525 by Zagger and Evans. I don't understand that one being on there either. This one I can understand, kinda. Here's the Beastie Boys. Take you down with Sabotage. Eh?
Eh.
I don't think so. But good tune anyway. Here you go. Rock School. Second break here on Rock School, talking about 9/11. It's an interesting question. I think we brought it up a little bit earlier on in the show. How long do you stick with a list like this? How long before you start bringing this stuff back? In the research that I did for this, and most of it was online, there's no books about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of it was done by quotes from disc jockeys, quotes from program directors, and of course from Clear Channel Communication site, and that's going to have a spin towards Clear Channel Communication. And also Snopes.com, which is a debunking website. One of the things that was said was the music that was up had to be taken off because of the day. See, if I was the program director of a radio station and I wasn't the program director of this radio station, I would not have played music the whole day.
Right.
I would have simply gone to all news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the world of radio on that day, most people, it happened so earlier on in the day, and I have a timeline here, 8:46, the first tower was hit, 9:03, the second tower was hit, Pentagon was hit at 9:37. We're talking inside of, what's that, 45 minutes, mm-hmm. 50 minutes?
Right at, yeah.
Shanksville hits at 10:03. We're still inside of, you know, an hour and a half mm-hmm. here, and the North Tower falls, probably the South Tower falls, at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would not have gone back into music, even on a music radio station. It happened earlier on in the day. People are at work. People are at school and all of that. They can't get to a television as easily as if this happened at 7 o'clock at night.
Sure.
So radio is going to be one of their main sources. I would have never left mm-hmm. until 7, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would have just stayed with it thinking my radio station was a main source. I wouldn't have left the air with news. The problem with that was the thing that we ran into here. We reported a lot of incorrect stuff.
Oh.
Do you remember on the day of September 11th, a piece of the sculpture on top of the Supreme Court building fell?
No, I don't remember
that. Do you remember that? A piece of whatever the stone is, granite, I guess, it fell.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, that story got amplified into a bomb has exploded at the Supreme Court building.
Wow.
And by the time it got to us here at this radio station, we reported that a plane hit the building.
Wow.
We reported that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here we are in Hammond, Louisiana. So if we're reporting something else, going into a song and trying to do music each day.
Oh yeah, that's...
I'm not trying to soothe my audience. No. I want to keep pounding them with news. And in this craziness that's going on, I'm going to get a lot of stuff wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of the game.
No doubt, yeah.
And I need to be able to make things right. So I wouldn't have gone back into music until late at night.
No.
And even then, limited music mm-hmm. and would have then fed the Nationals for big chunks of time.
Well, it's something that people, I mean, this is catastrophic.
Oh,
and
sure.
And nobody's ever seen anything like this before. So it's not like, okay, 6 hours later, we're going to go ahead and go back to our normal lives.
Right. I didn't teach my classes
for
at least 2 days because all we did was talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't go to lecture notes until 2 days.
Right.
So how long before you start playing these songs again? I'm guessing 72 hours.
Yeah.
If not more, because it's still raw
mm-hmm.
after that. Nobody was really sure what even happened for 2 days. Who hit us? What hit us? So that's a heck of a question. We got to take another quick break. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Ditto.
Yeah, you just, as a program director, you make your decisions, and when it's all over, guarantee you somebody's going to tell you you were wrong.
That's the nature of the beast. That's the way it goes.
Shake your head, say I did my best. Go home and be with your family because they love you. That's about it. So there. How many times did I do that? Back in a minute. Rock School. I said earlier on in the show that I would tell you about a radio station that decided to sort of buck the trend.
Yeah.
Because you know, people who aren't in the world of radio will say, well, I wouldn't do this. This is censorship. I would play the songs. According to the Washington Post, WASH, Washington Radio, mm-hmm. decided they would play up happy songs.
Okay.
So they decided to play Kool and the Gang's Celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on. Poof.
What happened?
Well, the phone lines lit up. Don't do it. Don't do that. We're not ready for that yet. The audience got on the air, or
wow.
Not on the air, but called the station.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Don't do that. We're not ready." So, you know, that's the problem.
Hmm.
You know, you say, "Well, I would do it." Yeah, but then you get slapped down by the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Another set of songs that didn't get played or was suggested to not be played by Clear Channel. Do you remember what day it was 10 years ago, September 11th? You got one out of seven shot.
I'm wanting to say it was a Thursday.
It was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday. Okay.
Thus, songs that had Tuesday in the title.
Tuesday's gone.
Yeah, Tuesday's gone. And this one. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Here's the Rolling Stones on Rock School.
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright.
Time for a couple more here on Rock School, and just to let you know what kind of little sort of discussion over songs, we were going to play a song here and decided against it because of the reason the song was put on the 165 song list because of,
we just don't feel like going there today.
Yeah, facts that came out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to tell you what the song is because then you'll probably figure it out for yourself. Like, I know you'll figure it out for yourself. Now, you said
that
even songs that weren't on this list became supremely popular after 9/11. Lee Greenwood had a whole brand new career.
Oh, yeah, Lee Greenwood got some nice royalties.
People that had no idea who Lee Greenwood was. You said that there was a bar in downtown that actually ended every night mm-hmm. with God Bless the USA.
Yes, sir.
After
and
that.
Again, I've never seen a bar close with a standing ovation and applause, but at the end of the night when they called Last Call and they played that song, everything just stopped. And as silly as this may sound, it was a great feeling to know that you were surrounded by, you know, your fellow citizens, your fellow countrymen, and you were all united.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame to say that it took such a horrendous act of terror to bring everyone together, but for that moment, we were all one.
Yeah, for that moment. Yeah, and then you look back 10 years. Are we still there?
I don't think we are.
Yeah, we're a little mired right now at 9% unemployment and all of that. It's a little rough right now, but 10 years coming up. Let's play one more, and then we're going to end on a rather interesting song that got banned, and we had to actually go download it because we didn't have it with us, but we'll end on a rather interesting song. Here's one we mentioned earlier on in the show. Here's a Steve Miller Band, Big Old Jet Airliner. You can see why this one got banned. Rock School. Last break here on Rock School. We pretty much hit the whole thing.
You told me about this one off mic, and I gotta agree, this one's kind of out there.
Well, here's the reason why this song was actually pushed away from playlist. I keep using the word banned, and they really weren't banned. Clear Channel Communications simply made suggestions that you might not want to play these, and I know I've upset some people. It's just that I've worked in the business, and when the audience is happy, that's wonderful. But when the audience bites back, it can really be bad for your station. And when the towers fell, if you came on the air and played, I keep going back to it, people were jumping to their deaths. And if you played Jump by Van Halen, it would really, really, really offend somebody.
Oh, yeah.
So you can, I mean, I can see why Clear Channel did this. Some people probably couldn't. They probably will say censorship is censorship, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it. But being on this side of the microphone, I can really see it. So the 10th anniversary coming up this Sunday, or if you're listening to the show on a Sunday, 2,996 deaths. That's 2,977 victims, 19 hijackers, 2,606 in New York City. 246 on the planes, and 125 at the Pentagon, all within, believe it or not, less than 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
All that fast. The last song that was actually suggested to be not played by Clear Channel, at least the last one we're going to play, was asked to not be played because there was a philosophy that up-tempo music was inappropriate at the time, and furthermore, music that had a deep emotional stance to it probably shouldn't be played because people were emotionally wrecked already,
mm-hmm.
and that if you played emotionally strong music, you would basically bring people to their knees, and this song fell under that category. Here's Louis Armstrong. What a Wonderful World.
Mm.
This one was suggested to not be played. And I got to be honest with you, this is one I probably would have played. There you go. This wraps it up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.